Oh, yeah, there was the other family on Sydney Street. On Sydney Street, if I should just remember that. There was Jack Bennett. That was really funny. Blanche Bennett, well, she was a character, you know. It was funny because every spring they'd put up a fence around their house, you see. And then in the middle of the winter when they'd run out of firewood, and Blanche wasn't a very good manager anyway, I guess she ran out of money too, although Jack made good money. But in the winter time they had no wood, so they chopped down the fence. Chop it right down to the ground, burn the fence, so it come springtime again, no fence, so they start all over again. And I remember my father one time was saying that he was passing the Bennett's, and the fence hadn't yet been put up again in spring, and the post had been chopped off right to the ground. And I don't know if you wouldn't realize it, but there was a law that if you cut a tree so many inches above the ground, you had to pay 8 cents, I think it was. Even the company had to do that to the government as a fine. So my father said, well, Jack Bennett will never have to pay for stumpage. He used to call it paying for stumpage. So that was the thing. They used to cut the fence down every winter. And they were really characters, too. And it was a hangout for a lot of people. They used to go there and they used to serve beer. And one time they had a case of keg of beer, and didn't have too many chairs in the house, I guess, so it was Christmas time, and a lot of people went in there to get a drink of beer, but they hadn't realized that Blanche Bennett had been sitting on the keg of beer, and one of the kids had a hammer or something, was knocking at the hoop in the barrel, and knocked the hoop off, and Blanche slipped down in the barrel of beer, but anyway, they served the beer. And he was a great joke on those guys. Some people knew about him, were kidding him about it. So they were real characters. And I guess they're gone too. The sons, I guess, are still somewhere. I'm trying to think of some others. Oh yeah, the other lady, the other family were the Thomases. They were rough, really a rough crowd. George and Thompson. They were really a hard bunch. And the old lady, Mrs. Thompson, she had a vicious tongue, you know. But there was Mrs. Pizan and Mrs. Thompson. They would fight something terribly. And, of course, Mrs. Bennett, she wasn't very big, but she was a real schemer, and she would be the one to get the fight going, you know, and then just stand back, you see. She would tell Mrs. Toms, Mrs. Bazan said this and this and this about you, and then so she'd tell Mrs. Bazan the opposite, you see. So they end up, Mrs. Bazan and Mrs. Toms wouldn't get into a big fight. And one day they were washing clothes, Mrs. Bazan, I guess, was washing clothes. And Dad and I think it was Bazan, I guess, yeah. Another Bazan, brother of Steve. They were hid away watching what was going on, you see. So Mrs. Bazan and Mrs. Tom got into a big fight. There was a big tub of dirty water there from the washing the clothes. And evidently, Mrs. Bazan slugged Mrs. Tom, and she went flying into the tub of water, legs up. So, looking back now, you know, we grew up among real characters. I don't know if others had the same experience, but Vicious Falls had some real queer characters, really weird characters. So I often wonder what effect that had on us.